And I am in the company of swans once again. And sat beside me is Michael. And thanks for coming in. I mentioned to you before, I've had a look at your tour dates. And you've had a few behind you. You said you did 6 weeks on the road and you did 6 weeks on the road and then had a while off. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so in that interim of time, isn't that a weird thing to do? Because, of course, you get your momentum going.
Yeah, it was too long, but it was just logistically what happened.
Right.
But, you know, we played a tour of Europe, sort of a warm-up tour for 5 or 6 weeks. And then we had 6 weeks off. And now we're back at it and we're touring for another 8 months or something, probably.
Yeah, I count. I'm not very good at counting. I did take my socks off and everything, but I think you've got 65 shows in total on this tour, which is...
So far.
Right.
There's more in the works.
Wow, okay. And so, The Beggar, the album, we've been playing it, and we love it. And I read that it was recorded in Berlin.
Yes.
Okay. And was it all recorded in Berlin? Did all the band go over, or...?
Well, half the band lives there.
Right.
Dana Schechter, Larry Mullins, and Christoph Hahn here.
Yeah.
They all live in Berlin. And then Christopher Pravdika and Phil Puleo and myself live in the United States. And but we have a good situation there with rehearsal space, and the studio we use there is a tremendous studio, and the engineer Ingo Kraus is really a wonderful guy, and so we'd like to work there.
Right, okay. And I read that, is it right that you just turned up, the way you stated it was with just words and your voice and a guitar and no more than that to build on?
Well, I mean, I think about how things are going to be, but I trust my musicians and we just start to play them, and maybe I'll say this, not that, but things just start to grow, basically. And then more orchestrations take place and then we build these sonic landscapes.
Sonic Landscapes covers it completely. But do you know, if you ever got to the point where you think this doesn't need anything else, but then you just try something, you know, because it's very easy, isn't it?
That's my particular burden and curse, is that I'm never satisfied. We have so many hundreds of tracks by the time I finish with the songs that the job then is what to get rid of. And I'm terrible that way. So it makes mixing a true nightmare.
You might end up like Can, because famously Can ended up with, well, you know, endless days worth of jamming and various songs in cupboards, and they eventually see the light of day. So and stuff that they thought that that particular point in time wasn't up to scratch, and then they release it.
Yeah, that stuff sounds great.
30 years later, yeah. And it's still as good as anything, or better than most things that are released today, anyway.
Yes.
Okay, and so and I also read you, and funnily enough, there was a little experience in here before where you were wondering where some sounds were coming from, and you mentioned ghost notes in one of the interviews that I read with you.
Yes, I guess the proper musical term for that would be overtones.
Right. Okay.
And but what I hear when I'm playing the songs by myself, often I put my ear down close to the guitar and I'm strumming it. With my thumb, and it makes a kind of thrumming sound. And it seems like the more I play a chord, just the same chord over and over, it just starts to kind of burgeon with these other sounds that are not being played, but that exist because of the way the frequencies are interacting with each other. And that gives me ideas about how to ultimately arrange things. And when we play live, that happens as well. Because, you know, sometimes we play the same chords with nuances for quite some time, and it starts to create this other presence, which we're not, it's not us, it's something else.
Right.
I kind of live for that.
Yeah, and the other presence at work. And, I mean, it is what you do. Would you describe it as orchestral, do you think?
And I think that would be slightly pompous.
Can I call it
orchestral? You certainly can, but for me to say that would be pompous. But it is definitely a rich and full sound.
Okay.
And that's my desire to erase myself in that sound, usually.
Yeah, okay. And so I mentioned to you before, and you very, very kindly gave me a copy of The Knot. Would you like to... I mean, you can't explain everything that's going on in there, because it's such a weighty tone, but it's also all-encompassing, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I mean, that's every song lyric I ever wrote, including ones that weren't recorded or used, as well as journal entries... Stories. I write fiction. Sometimes I'll write in spurts, but I write fiction. And I write journals, which are also fiction, really. I don't write a diary about my stupid life. I just let my mind start rolling and create these vignettes. And so there's a plethora of those in the book. And then there's some artwork, you know, because when I was younger, I wanted to be an artist, so I included some of that. So it's sort of a excavation of my mind, I suppose.
And the physicality of that, though, finding and correlating.
Oh yeah, I mentioned that. I've been quite itinerant for my whole life, so I have all the journals and everything. I mean, now I write on the computer, but in the past I was writing in physical notebooks, and they sat in these plastic tubs, which would travel from basement to basement, of course. And little did I know, when I went to open them, that there was this kind of green fog of mold greeted me in the face. So I had to wear goggles and a respirator and those surgical gloves.
Do you know,
go through it.
It's almost like Dr. Frankenstein and the monster, because he actually could have killed you, couldn't it? The spores.
Well, certainly with my asthma, which I have, it would have been kind of dangerous. But so I developed a technique where I went through them and I took pictures with my cell phone, so I wouldn't be sitting there trying to type out the parts I wanted. I just took any time I found something that was slightly relevant, I just took a picture of it, and then at the end, then I went through those and typed things up when I thought they were appropriate.
Right. Well, wouldn't that be the ultimate sacrifice of an artist to be?
No, I don't know.
You know, I mean, but from the lifestyle that you've had over the years, it's quite incredible also that you were kind of mindful enough to take everything with you, because I know so many musicians, obviously, they'll collect stuff and that, and then just another part of the life will come along and they'll just...
Well, the thing is, the writing is very important to me, so I've always kept that, but I don't own any Swans records. I mean, I have a few CDs here and there, but all the myriad of releases we've made, I don't own them. I've lost them along the way.
Right.
And I don't have anything.
Right, okay.
So
all right.
I don't really collect that.
Right, okay. Well, a lot of artists won't listen to anything they've done previously.
No, I can't. I can't listen to this new record, actually.
Really? One day.
Maybe so. I mean, I've heard it hundreds and hundreds of times, every single track. So.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. So, as I say, you are well into the tour already, and it sweeps ahead. You're going everywhere. If you don't get to see Swans on this tour, you just don't want to see them, which would be a folly. But tomorrow, you play in Newcastle, the Boiler Shop, the 16th, Glasgow St. Luke's, the 18th, Bristol Arctangent Festival, the 19th, Belgrave Music Hall, sold out in Leeds, Dublin, the Academy on the 21st, the 23rd, Norwich Waterfront, finishing off at the Troxy in London on the 24th of August.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, and we're looking forward to this. So you this is a truly epic tune. You reckon that it comes in around about 13 minutes?
Well, yeah, but that's not necessarily epic for us.
No. It is for us. But yeah.
I appreciate your indulging.
Oh, no, we just can't wait. So, Swans live in session. Thank you.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Mark. Really,
it's an absolute pleasure, honestly,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, this song is called Birthing.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you all.
Everybody ready? Oh, wait.
light. Your skin is golden. The truth remains unspoken. The door was closed, but opens with mind and limb into woven. Thank you. attention. Mother, suckers.
Snasker.
Just breathtaking, wonderful stuff. That was Swans live in session with Birthing. And yeah, thanks so much to all of you for coming in. You're great. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, mutual, absolutely. Thank you.